In 2001, the United States launched Operation Enduring Freedom, the invasion of Afghanistan aimed at toppling the Taliban. U.S.-supported troops from Afghanistan's Northern Alliance joined the fight. The group Physicians for Human Rights says it discovered this mass grave of 2,000 Taliban troops. It believes they were killed by the Northern Alliance. But the group's Savannah Serkin claims when it pursued an investigation, new satellite images confirmed their worst fears.
And so when the satellite image came and we actually see the picture of the truck on the ground on that particular day, which means there wasn't clouds overhead, and we have this very clear image of what looks like an enormous, you know, excavator, is really shocking to us, but it confirmed what we had suspected. And now we have the proof that somebody ordered a big machine to remove probably bodies.
In Darfur, genocide takes place as militias destroy villages. These are remote areas, difficult to reach because of restrictions imposed by Sudan's government. But because of an effort called Eyes on Darfur, the world can now monitor a dozen villages at risk. Scientist Susan Wolfenbarger explains how satellite images reveal areas that have been attacked.
There's large burn scars. You can tell there'll be ash rings from where fences have burned down, and the ash is a lighter color. And they correspond exactly to the areas where there were buildings and there were fences that were there in the before imagery.
This satellite technology is revolutionizing the way human rights groups uncover abuses. But there are challenges. The images can be expensive. Remote villages often don't appear on maps. Or the government restricts cartography of the region.
And developments in technology have often been the friend of human rights.
The Center for American Progress says the U.S. should upgrade the mapping database that's available to the public. It also wants the government to notify human rights groups when it purchases images, so the groups can access them at a lower price. New images cost $2,000, compared to a couple hundred dollars to order a duplicate. But these groups agree the real work comes after the photos are released.
It's only one tool, and at the end of the day, it's human beings and governments and citizens of the world that have to decide how to stop these things and how to punish perpetrators.
And that, she says, is the greater challenge. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.